This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Solomon, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Art of Charm podcast's interview with Gabrielle Reese. The good and the bad are all part of the same story, which kind of harkens back to all the old concepts of you can't have day without the night, the good offsets the bad, all things like that. Where you have your high and your low cards, you have to play the high cards that you get to offset the low ones. Everyone's got good and bad in their lives, highs and lows. No matter what your situation is, you can always find that silver lining to use to your advantage. There's nothing, no one's truly down and out unless they believe they're down and out. Everyone has a competitive advantage in this world that they can leverage for their own good and for their own benefit. So what can you do to make your situation great? She believes it all comes down to like a personal accountability. It's a very stoic mindset to have, where it's understandable that everyone's external circumstances are different. The only thing that you do have control over, and the one thing that does give you power, is that internal mindset, where it's not a fault of your circumstances, it's a fault of your own, because you didn't decide to change your own inner beliefs of the situation. And it's also kind of, it's putting forward like a positivity spin on everything that happens to you. Do you have a crappy job? Are your circumstances not the best? But do you have at least you do have that crappy job? Some people don't have a crappy job. Someone's always better than you. Someone's always worse than you. So it puts you in that frame where there's always something to be thankful for, because there's always someone worse than you. What do you have that other people don't that you can be grateful for? And what don't you have that other people do have that you can work towards? The next couple of points come from the Order of Man podcast's interview with Chris Peronto. So he believes that you should always have a learning mindset, which is one thing that I've noticed across all these great minds, is that everyone's always learning. No one ever believes that they know it all, because once you believe you know it all, you start dying. You have to be willing to put yourself out there and be uncomfortable in order to grow. So that's that. You have to set your ego aside and believe that you are an idiot and you don't know everything. And once you accept that, you'll be able to go out there and learn a lot more. And even when you do learn what you think is all of it, just remember that you don't know all of it. Because it's always about moving towards your long-term, big, giant goals. And you do that by taking little goals and completing them every day. Learning something new every day. That whole cliche of you learn something new every day, I don't think is, you shouldn't accidentally learn things over the day. You should be proactively going out there and learning maybe at least, at the very least, one new thing every day. And over a year, that'll at least be 365 new things you didn't know at the start of that year. And it kind of follows through with a couple of points from Les Brown, a great motivational speaker. If you ever want to check out some YouTube videos of him, he's a very great motivational, inspirational person. And how people live their lives is a result of the story that they tell themselves. This goes back to all those points about inner dialogue, your inner voice, your internal conversations, because effectively we believe what we tell ourselves. We can be our own worst critic, or we can be our own biggest fan. So kind of shift that mindset, or try to shift that mindset towards more positivity thinking. Because if you had someone speaking to you as negatively as you speak to yourselves, you probably wouldn't be speaking to them for too much longer. And it's also a repetition. If you're always negative about yourself, you're going to end up believing it. It's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy of negativity. So when times are down and things aren't looking so good and you're really just grinding hard and trying to get to where you want to go, you need to remember that hope in the future will give you power in the present. So just remember your why, remember what's really driving you, and that'll give you power today to to do those little things that you know you need to do, that you might not want to do today, but you know you should, because in the future it'll serve you well. And just remember that. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast, and thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.